Oh, so you wanna go out in public and you wanna do something. Well, in order to go out in public, you're gonna have to show us your papers. Now, you see, when the whole Wuhan hoax started, welcome, by the way, to the first episode of the Superstition Podcast for the year 2021. I couldn't believe I haven't done one of these since last year. But then again, how much can you talk about the Wuhan hoax when it's so obviously a fucking hoax? So remember when the hoax started? The thing that's obviously a hoax to everybody who's not stupid? And people said, oh yeah, this is going to lead to you having to show your vaccination papers to go out in public and all this other stuff. And everybody said, no, it isn't. That's a white supremacist conspiracy theory. You're not going to have to show your papers. Well, guess what? In the state of Colorado, you have to show your papers. I don't know any other way you can enforce this. Get your papers, people. Get your papers. And let the market for forged vaccine papers kick into full gear right now. Anybody know where I can get some forged vaccination papers? Not that I'm going out in public. This is why I'm getting the fuck out of Colorado. Because they've lost their minds. And come next week, I'm gonna see for certain just how far it's gone. This and more in today's episode. As soon as we get finished listening to Stevie Wonder sing about superstitions, sing about believing in things you don't understand, like viruses. You don't even know what a virus is, but you saw it on television. The Holy Trinity of the Church of Wuhan said so. I figured this one out too. I gotta tell you guys about the Holy Trinity. I saw it on TV! It was on CNN! It must be true! Greetings, friends and enemies. Today is. What the hell is today? Today is. May the 15th. The year of our Lord and Savior, the child toucher, Joseph Biden, 2021. And that was a very pregnant pause because I didn't use any birth control. That's why I got pregnant. And actually, I was taken up and impregnated by a squid tentacle. Where do I start? Let's start here, the Trinity. You know how Christians have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? I figured out the Wuhan worshipers, they have the same thing. They have the God. And they have the Jesus, and then they have the Holy Ghost, right? So their God is the Wuhan virus. Their Jesus is this Fauci guy, or Fauci, or however you say his name. I don't really give a shit. And their Holy Ghost is CNN. And that's their Holy Trinity. The virus, the Fauci, the Fucci, whatever. And the CNN. That's where all their information comes. That's their understanding of the world. That's what they worship. So here's the short version. Apparently, and I just learned this, literally Hitler just learned this about an hour ago. I've been looking at shit on the internet, And I said, okay, I was going to do a podcast today about totally different stuff. I got some books that I want to talk about, so I'm probably going to record those tomorrow because I also have to take those books back to the library. Not that it matters, because in response to the Wuhan hoax, one of the things the public library here did, in addition to shutting down and then addition to shutting down again because one employee tested positive with the Wuhan, one of the things they did was they forgave, when you forgive loans, there's a word for it. Anyway, they forgave everybody's overdue book fees that they hadn't paid yet, because I owed like $7 in late fees. Because when you hit $10, they would cut off your ability to borrow books. But as long as the amount you had accrued was under $10, you could keep borrowing books and you just go and pay some. So they nullified everybody's late fees. And then they stopped charging late fees. So now, if you have a book and it's overdue, instead of them charging you, I think it was 5 cents a day for a book from the library, and then from a prospector, those are the books they get from other libraries and ship in, I think it was 25 cents a day. They completely cut that out. What they do now is they just send you a polite email to remind you that it's overdue. Now, how eliminating overdue fees at the library protects somebody from Wuhan virus, I don't know. But this is what I'm talking about when I say that this is a religion. That this is just superstition, that this is people doing things, you know, like Christians make the sign of the cross, you know, and Jews backstab other people for money, and Muslims blow themselves up, right? These different religions do different things to show their religious faith. That's what this is. That's what the wearing of the muzzle and all this other shit is, just a way for these people to show their religious faith. Well, starting Monday, I think, we'll go through, I'll read all this, we'll figure some of this out together. We're piecing it together here. I'm piecing it together. Starting Monday, here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, in the Soviet Socialist State of Colorado, we'll figure out who stands where. All right, here we go. Now, this is day kind of search for recent shit, too. All right, this is, where the fuck is it? The Denver Post. Where is the fucking date? There it is. This is May the 14th. This is yesterday. Polis, homosexual kike governor, ends most Colorado mask requirements, but recommends unvaccinated people still wear them. CDC said Thursday that vaccinated people can safely go maskless in nearly all public settings. Okay, so, and we've got that queued up here. So now the CDC has said that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. So how many vaccinated people are going to keep walking around with a mask on? Coloradoans no longer are required by the state to wear a mask in most public settings. And all remaining statewide public health orders put in place to fight the Wuhan pandemic will end June 1st, homosexual kike governor Jared Polis announced Friday. Homosexual kike Polis not only adopted new federal guidance that says vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask in most places. See, this is nebulous. Most places. What does that mean? Does that mean in the places that are the most? I mean, what is most places? He said the state won't require. Now, here, listen to the generosity. Listen, the state won't require unvaccinated people to keep wearing facial coverings either, though it's still highly recommended they do so in public settings. Ah, the homosexual governor of Colorado is not going to require me to wear a mask. Oh my goodness, so much freedom. So much freedom. What can I do with so much freedom? Oh my goodness, the homosexual kike is so generous. Quote, We are going from muzzle-wearing requirements to muzzle-wearing suggestions and guidance. Unquote, homosexual Kike Polis said at a news conference announcing the changes. I mean, remember, the Nazis didn't put the Kikes in concentration camps on day one. They just made some suggestions and gave some guidance about what the Kikes should be wearing on their clothing. Now, of course, this next sentence goes without saying, and this is why I also have to get the fuck out of Fort Collins. Local governments and businesses still can elect to require muzzles, however. Metro area counties were taking different approaches Friday. Denver announced it will align its city-level indoor mask requirements with the state's, but not until Sunday. The Tri-County Health Department said it will allow its muzzle order for Adams and Arapahoe counties, Douglas County already opted out, to expire Sunday as previously scheduled, to allow an additional 24 hours for our counties to fully understand the details of the state's newly modified face mask order. So the face mask order is so complicated and convoluted and difficult to understand that the county officials need an additional 24 hours to fully understand the details. Either the muzzle order is incredibly complex, or the employees in these counties are incredibly stupid, or of course the third possibility is that the muzzle regulations are complex and the county officials are stupid. Jefferson County's health department said it's waiting to review the new state guidelines and will either rescind or amend its indoor muzzle mandate. The agency said it expects to provide an update on Monday. Under Colorado's revised statewide order, unvaccinated people, 11 and older, Under Colorado's revised statewide order, unvaccinated people 11 and older will continue to be required to wear muzzles through the end of May in Colorado's schools, childcare facilities, emergency medical settings, prisons, jails, and homeless shelters, homosexual Kike Governor Polis said. Now, how do you know who's unvaccinated? Well, because you have to show proof of vaccination, don't you? You have to show your papers. I mean, there's no other way to enforce this. Unless you're just going to take people's word for it. In which case, I mean, everybody who's intelligent is just going to say, I'm vaccinated. Starting June 1st, state rules won't require anyone to wear a mask in any setting. Though businesses and school districts could still mandate them. And they will. And this is where the virtue signaling is going to go full tilt boogie. Okay, so June 1st, the state doesn't require you to wear a muzzle anymore here in the People's Republic of Colorado. That's when you're going to see who is really virtue signaling and who ain't. The businesses that still have the signs on the doors that say muzzle required, that's going to be the virtue signaling. Because as I said unto you guys, and then we even got to the city of Fort Collins yet. The city of Fort Collins had a muzzle mandate before the state of Colorado had one. And there are some businesses in Fort Collins that had a muzzle request / mandate on their door before the city implemented the muzzle mandate. So we'll see, once June 1st comes along, we'll see who takes the signs off their doors and who leaves them up there. The state on June 1st will also lift the requirement that events attracting more than 500 people get approval from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, homosexual Kike Governor Polis said. That could mean the return of full-capacity professional sporting events and concerts for the first time in more than a year, though some counties could choose to set their own restrictions. The announcement comes a day after the CDC released new guidance that fully vaccinated people could safely go without muzzles in most public spaces. The agency still recommends that vaccinated people wear masks on public transportation, in hospitals, and in crowded settings like prisons and homeless shelters. Well, you would think that people spend a lot of their life in prisons and homeless shelters. Prisons and homeless shelters have been mentioned twice in this so far. New Wuhan cases in Colorado paused their downward trend in recent days. Wuhan hospitalizations are falling, but Colorado is still tied with Michigan for the highest rate of new cases compared to population, according to the New York Times tracker. Oh, so the vaccine works really well. That's why there's so many new cases, right? According to Bob, the ICUs are overflowing. The vaccine works. The state's latest modeling report found Colorado is unlikely to experience another major spike this summer, but hospitalizations could start to rise again if people quickly relax their precaution, especially if the pace of vaccinations doesn't pick up. Oh my goodness, guys, we got to get that rate of vaccinations. We got to get that picked up. About one in every 81 Coloradoans was estimated to be contagious with Wuhan as of Monday. What is this estimation based on? There's not even a link here. You know, at least up here, according to the New York Times tracker, there's a link to some shit that I was looking at that I don't have time to figure. Oh, here's the Wuhan hotspots. Great. So there's like, where's the key to this? Average daily cases per 100,000 people in the past week. So the places where there's one average daily cases per 1,000. So that's, oh my God, this is like non-existent. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, you can follow that link if you want to. There's nothing. There's, my God, there's nothing here. And then latest modeling report. Okay, well, there's a link to this. There's no link to where this 1 in 81 Coloradoans shit comes from. It is not entirely clear how removing the mask mandate would compare to the scenario they modeled, said Beth Carlton, a woman, an associate professor of environmental and occupational health at the Colorado School of Public Health. So they got a quote from somebody who's never had a real job in her life. The big question is how people who aren't fully immunized interpret the guidance. The big question is how people who aren't fully immunized interpret the guidance. And whether workplaces keep requiring masks until their employees are 2 weeks out from their final shot, she said. Remember, all women are totalitarians. Every fucking one of them. They're all totalitarians. Masks are the second best tool available to prevent Wuhan infections behind vaccines, Carlton said. Really? So then why is it that when everybody was wearing muzzles, people were still getting Wuhan? If wearing a muzzle stopped people from getting Wuhan, then nobody who was wearing a muzzle should have ever gotten Wuhan. Now, Carlton continues. Here we go. Here's the totalitarianism. Quote, for vaccinated people, the rules are different. The concern is about what unvaccinated people do. Unquote. Homosexual kike Governor Polis urged people who haven't yet been vaccinated to get the shot, especially since control measures like the mask mandate and capacity limits will no longer offer some protection. Well, you see, you have a thing that offers protection there, homosexual kike Polis. It's called an immune system. Right? Those of us who aren't inbred retards, who eat healthy and lift weights, we have immune systems. We're not concerned. Quote, "The pandemic is not yet over." No, it's never going to be over. That's my point. It will never be over. This will go on for the rest of our lives. The pandemic is not yet over. But if you are vaccinated, it is largely over for you. This is a matter of personal responsibility, unquote, said the homosexual kike governor. Personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. So you see, if you're vaccinated, it's largely over for you. But you unvaccinated people, see, it's going to be separate but equal. We have two water fountains. One water fountain is going to have a sign over it that says vaccinated. The other water fountain will have a sign over it that says unvaccinated. And in order to get access to the water fountains, you'll have to show your papers. Colorado's most recent statewide order had required muzzles for indoor settings where 10 or more people are present, and fewer than 80% are known to be vaccinated. How do you know if people are vaccinated? Oh, that's right. They have to show their papers. The CDC's recommendations were purely advisory, leaving it up to states and other levels of government to set policies for their jurisdictions. Private businesses can still require customers and staff to wear masks. And homosexual kike Polis asked shoppers to comply if asked to mask up. Quote, "I think you're going to see businesses adopt different models based on what their customers want. I think there's enough Coloradoans with different preferences that the market will support different choices," unquote. Now we have a homosexual kike first talking about personal responsibility, and now he's talking about the market supporting different choices. Now, however, if you had made a market choice to not bake a cake for a homosexual couple that's getting married, the government's going to come in and muzzle you, literally and figuratively. And this is where we're going to see here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins is what I'm saying. We're going to see, I'm going to see, you're not going to see because you're not here. And since you don't come here, I'm telling, don't come here. I'm going to see which businesses continue to require the muzzles. And here's the thing. It's going to be most of them. Not all, but it's going to be most of them. Because the muzzling, and this is why it's not going away in Colorado and especially in Fort Collins, especially in fucking libtard-infested Fort Collins, because this is like the ultimate in virtue signaling. This is more than wearing a t-shirt that says Black Lives Matter, because for you to wear a t-shirt, you know, somebody's got to look. This is you being able to slap Black Lives Matter right across your fucking face, where everyone who looks at you can't help but see it. And not only are you virtue signaling how much you care about pox, but you're virtue signaling how much you care about public health and how much you believe whatever you see on CNN and how much you hate Donald Trump and all the other stuff that you just can't shut up about. And on top of that, if you're a woman, it's hiding the part of your body that is the ugliest. It is. I've talked about this before. There are so many women. I look at them. I think, man, she looks a lot really hot. And then I realize it's because I can't see her chin to her nose. I can't see her fucking chin. I can't see the fucking nose. I can't see her mustache. I can't see her lips. I can't see her crooked teeth. Right? I can't see what is arguably the ugliest, least attractive section of a woman's body. Not of a woman, because we know the unattractive parts of a woman are her mind, her personality, her education, and her career. Okay, but the part of her physical body that is the least attractive, less attractive even than her asshole, is from the fucking nose to the chin. You think I'm wrong? Go out, look at women. Look at some women without a muzzle on and evaluate them and then hold your hand up like it was a muzzle and block out that part of their face and tell me they don't get more attractive when you can't see that. That is the ugliest part of a woman's fucking body. They love this shit. They can fucking virtue signal. They can hide their mustache. And they can make fashion statements because they've turned it into a fashion statement. They've already turned the muzzle into a fashion accessory. It's never going away in Fort Collins because the women's love it. Nationally, Target and Home Depot have announced that they will continue requiring all customers to wear muzzles for the foreseeable future. Trader Joe's, Costco, Walmart, and Sam's Club have said only unvaccinated people need to muzzle up. Okay, so I go to Walmart. How do they know I'm vaccinated? I'll have to show my papers, right? I mean, how else do you know? I'm reading. Hold on. I'm reading the link here to this article about this. Okay. Despite all-income mandate, the country's largest retailer still told its associates to let customers who refuse to wear a mask continue to shop in order to avoid any, quote, physical confrontations, unquote, CNN reported. Oh, it was reported by CNN. That's part of the Holy Trinity. It must be true. It was on CNN. It is unclear. Now we're back to the original article here. It is not clear how stores will determine if customers can safely go without mask. No, it's not. It's perfectly clear. You'll have to show your papers. That's the only way. Why is this so hard? Now, I'm not saying that Walmart's going to put somebody there asking to see vaccination papers. I mean, they might. They might not. What I'm saying is if you actually want to enforce this, there is only one way to enforce this. It's not rocket science. This is why when the whole Wuhan hoax started and then the vaccine hoax started, people like myself said, yeah, this is going to lead to people having to show their papers to prove that they've been vaccinated. And everybody said, oh, you're just a right-wing white supremacist conspiracy theory. Well, no. If Walmart says you have to wear a muzzle if you haven't been vaccinated, Walmart either has to take my word for it or Walmart has to ask me to show my papers. It has nothing to do with white supremacy conspiracy theories. It's not clear how stores will determine if customers can safely go without muzzles, and the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which represents about 1.3 million people working in food processing and retail, said the ambiguity creates problems. Yes, it's the ambiguity that's creating problems. It certainly isn't the state, the mainstream media, the Wuhan hoax. None of that is creating problems. It's the ambiguity that's creating problems. Quote, millions of Americans are doing the right thing and getting vaccinated. See, some people are doing the right thing and getting vaccinated. But some of you are not getting vaccinated, and you're doing the wrong thing. Because, see, you're a white supremacist. You believe, that wrongly, of course, that white people should be allowed to live. You think that humans evolved with immune systems that protect them from viruses. See, you don't understand. You need to do the right thing and allow pharmaceutical corporations to inject things into your body that you don't even know what they are. You have no idea. You don't know what the fuck was injected into your body. Not one of you out there who got that vaccine has a fucking clue what was injected into your body. What was the Pfizer vaccine? How do you know that? Do you know what's in the Pfizer vaccine? Did you fucking mix it yourself? You have no fucking idea what they put in you.
Well, it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah, kind of like, you know, the government would round up Japanese people and put them in camps. Or the government would get a bunch of black men with syphilis and let the disease run wild while telling the black men they're treating it so they could see what it did to them. Yeah, these are conspiracy theories. Total conspiracy theories. Millions of Americans are doing the right thing and getting vaccinated, but essential workers are still forced to play mask police for shoppers who are unvaccinated and refuse to follow local Wuhan safety measures. Are they now supposed to become the vaccine police? Unquote, UFCW International President Mark Perron said in a statement. Well, yeah, apparently so. Yeah. I mean, if you are. You're going to become the fucking vaccine police. You're going to stand there and ask me for my fucking papers for your goddamn minimum wage job. You know, you could get a real job maybe, but the economy has been destroyed because we had to shut down a bunch of shit because of the Wuhan hoax. So now you're fucking working at Walmart asking me for my vaccine papers. And I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. What? I haven't read all of... Apparently, I didn't read all of this. I thought I did. Why the fuck? Okay, the Colorado Restaurant Association also raised concerns about how staff will determine if a customer can safely be unmasked when not eating and drinking. Okay, first of all, I thought we knew this. If you're sitting at a table, you can take off your muzzle because the virus, in addition to only traveling 6 feet, it goes 6 feet up in the air. So if you're sitting down, you're underneath it. I thought we knew this already. So for months, you could go into a restaurant, sit down, take your muzzle off, and not be actively eating or drinking. But now all of a sudden we have concerns about how the staff is going to determine if the customer can be safely unmasked when not eating or drinking. And what does when not eating or drinking mean? Like, okay, if I take a drink of my drink and I sit it down, how long, like how many seconds can I go without taking another drink before I transition from drinking to not drinking and now have to put the muzzle back on? I mean, this is like going to Catholic. I've been to some Catholic weddings. It's like a Catholic wedding. You stand up, you sit down, you stand up, you sit down. I don't really understand why I'm standing up and sitting down and why do I do it now and not later? And but it's just a religious, it's a religious, what's the word? God damn it, there's a word for this. It's a religious motion. It's just something you do. You don't understand why you're put muzzle on, muzzle off, muzzle on, muzzle off, put the muzzle on here, put the muzzle on there, put the muzzle. They don't really understand it. They just do it. Given that, this is a quote from some idiot. Who is this? Association President. Okay, this is a quote of another fucking woman. Sonia Riggs, CEO and Association President of the Colorado Restaurant Association. This is what this stupid bitch has to say. Quote, given that, as of today, less than half of Denver's population is fully immunized, this new mask guidance puts restaurants in a difficult position. Expecting restaurant workers to manage their guests based on vaccination status. That is not the role of restaurant workers in our communities. Okay, first of all, yes, it is. It is now because you've bought into the Wuhan hoax. It is your fucking, it is the job of minimum wage employees, yes, to fucking sort people based on vaccination status. Yes, it is. That is now their fucking job because you're a dumb bitch who's afraid of dying. Expecting restaurant workers to manage their guests based on vaccination status.
Oh, great one. There's not going to be two classes of people in the United States, one vaccinated and one not vaccinated. But that's a right-wing, white supremacist conspiracy theory.
Expecting restaurant workers to manage their guests based on vaccination. Can you imagine expecting restaurant workers to manage their guests based on skin color? Actually, that's coming soon, where there will be a section where only the white people are put. It'll be in the back. Which I'm okay. Actually, it won't, because there's nothing. I would love it if the pox would take control and then force segregation upon white people and make us go somewhere else. I would be perfectly happy with that. Can we have a fucking reservation? You know, like was done to the Indians, just give us some shitty land out in the middle of nowhere and put only white people there and put a fence around us and leave us the fuck alone. Can you do that? No, of course not, because you're parasites. You can't be segregated from us, because without us you would die. Just like the Jews. Dr. Rich Bessler, a former acting director of the CDC, who is now president and CEO of Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Isn't it interesting how people bounce back and forth between corporations and government, government and corporations? Oh, I'm a CEO. Let me go work for the government. Oh, yeah, I was the acting director of the CDC. Let me go work at this corporation. Yeah, I'm sure there's no collusion between the corporations and the government, otherwise known as fascism, right? Because, I mean, after all, we are now in the year 2021 of our Lord and Savior, the child toucher, Joseph Biden. No fascism whatsoever. Dr. Rich Bessler, a former acting director of the CDC, who is now president and CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, told NBC News that it would be impractical to enforce a mask mandate only on unvaccinated people. Oh, I'm sure you can find a way. I'm pretty fucking sure you can find a way. You know, the idea that the government of the United States can't find a way to discriminate against a certain group of people. I mean, I can see that now too. Like when you apply for a job right now, you got to do all this shit. You know, what ginger are you? And are you fucking? And I'm trying to fit this. I did another one recently, job application. And it had, what was it? It was like race and ethnicity. So now I guess those are different. Because I think it was ethnicity. You could either select Hispanic or not Hispanic. And if you select Hispanic, then you can't select race. But if you say not Hispanic, then you had to choose from the race dropdown. So I can easily see job applications and, you know, like applications for a loan at the bank, everything. I can easily see they just add a checkbox, vaccinated, non-vaccinated. And it's not that hard. I mean, jobs, once again, they're... You know, just because the government says something, employers, the ones who want a virtue signal hard, are going to require people to get vaccines. it's not going to be that difficult to enforce a muzzle mandate only on unvaccinated people. It's not going to be that hard. Yeah, the unvaccinated people will just put a star on their clothing. You put this yellow six-sided star so everyone knows who you are. And you'll be required to wear that all the time. See, that'll make it easier for the restaurant workers and the Walmart workers to segregate out and treat differently the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Dr. Rich Bessler continues, quote, "It will be the honor system. If they decide not to wear a muzzle, the risk is primarily to themselves," unquote. Well, gee, thanks. Thanks for acknowledging reality. Yes, the risk, which doesn't exist, is to myself. And I am responsible for myself because I am not a woman. The CDC still recommends that people who haven't been fully vaccinated Now, is that like being fully pregnant? People who haven't been fully vaccinated keep wearing muzzles indoors or at community or at outdoor gatherings with other people who aren't fully pregnant. Fully vaccinated. It also advises people with compromised immune systems to talk with their doctors before they stop wearing muzzles because their bodies may not have responded to the vaccine. Some plan to keep wearing muzzles. Yes, they do, because some people are going to virtue signal. And also because humans are gullible. Humans are herd animals. Humans are easy to train. People have been wearing a muzzle for over a year now. They're not going to stop. It's like burned into their behavior. Like literally Hitler, it is burned into their behavior. When you do something on a regular basis, day after day for a fucking year, it becomes burned into your behavior patterns. Coloradoans' reactions varied, with some saying they ditched their muzzles as soon as possible, and others planning to keep wearing them. Riley Mancuso of Boulder said he will keep wearing a muzzle in public as protection against new variants of the virus, as well as more common illnesses like the flu. Quote, "If the pandemic ends, I will probably be comfortable removing my muzzle if someone I'm interacting with asks me to. I do human-facing work." This guy's got to be a homosexual. "I do human-facing work and can appreciate the argument that facial expressions make communication easier and put people more at ease, but it won't be my default choice," unquote, he said. Oh, he can appreciate the argument that facial expressions make communication easier and put people more at ease. Well, it's like appreciating the fact that breathing air is good. What a fucking dimshit. Now, on that, okay. He's going to keep wearing the muzzle as protection against new variants of the virus as well as common illnesses like the flu. Now, I can't remember if I told you guys this or not. When I was working at Umbrella Corporation, this one piece of shit there that I hate, I'm just condensing the conversation. His statement was, "Yeah, did you notice how there's no cases of flu this year? Wow, mask work. Who would have guessed?" Okay, muzzles don't work. The flu didn't go to zero because the muzzle prevented the flu. The reason there's zero cases of flu is because all the flu cases were reclassified as Wuhan. Now, here's the thing. His assertion is that the muzzle prevented people from getting the flu. Now, here we go. This is CDC website. How flu spreads. Person to person. People with flu can spread it to others up to about 6 feet away. Just like Wuhan. Most experts, which is another way of saying we don't actually know, because that's a new way of saying I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, is you say most experts. Most experts think, well, no, they don't. Most experts think that flu viruses, how do we not know how the flu spreads by now? What the billions of dollars that the CDC has spent, what have they done with it? And remember, guys, I used to work in biomedical research. I've seen the HIV research up close. You know what that money went into? It went into the pocket of the researchers. In 8 years, they didn't learn a fucking thing that they didn't know when they started. In the 8 years I was there, they went from what they knew to not a goddamn single thing more, but they spent a whole lot of money. How does the CDC not know how the flu spreads? What are they doing with all of these research centers and all of this money? And how do you assert, how do all these idiots assert that the experts know what they're talking about with the Wuhan, which has been around for a year and a half maybe, but the experts still don't know how the flu spreads? Like, how stupid are you people? It's a rhetorical question. You don't need to answer it. I know the answer. Okay. Most experts think, because they don't know, that flu viruses spread mainly by droplets made when people with flu cough, sneeze, or talk. These droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. So in other words, that's exactly the same way the experts claim Wuhan spreads. So since Wuhan and the flu are spread by exactly the same vector, if wearing a muzzle would prevent people from getting the flu, then wearing a muzzle would prevent people from getting the Wuhan. Thus, if the reason there were zero cases of flu was because of a muzzle, then there should also be zero cases of Wuhan from wearing a muzzle, because the vector for the two viruses is exactly the fucking same. But it's okay, I understand. You dipshits out there who believe in your holy trinity of Wuhan virus, Dr. Fauci, and CNN, you can't think for yourself. All you do is go through the fucking religious motions, because you're dipshits, because you need to be dead, because you are inferior, parasitical pieces of shit. Jesus Arroyo of Inglewood said he plans to take a middle path now that he and his wife are vaccinated. Both have conditions that compromise their immune system. Well, do you eat healthy? Do you exercise? Do you go outside in the fucking sunlight? Do you have toxic levels of vitamin D? Toxic levels of vitamin D. Hey, guys, I'm still alive. I haven't died yet from fucking vitamin D poisoning. Who knew? Who fucking knew? So they've rarely gone out since the pandemic began and always wore muzzles, he said. Quote, while I won't wear my muzzle everywhere all the time, 24/7, always, like I did in 2020, the ridiculously few times I went out, I will absolutely keep wearing it in crowded places. Indoor festivals, like the Home and Garden Show whenever it comes back, indoor, outdoor concerts, just anywhere where I'm in close proximity to lots of people, unquote. And see, this is the good thing. That's the end of that. I got way more that I don't have time for. That's going to be the good thing about this, is that once again, you know, once the muzzle mandate is gone, I'm in Colorado, you're not, I will be able to tell who's stupid and who isn't. Because right now, somebody's wearing a muzzle, they might be wearing it because of the mandate, right? The businesses, I'm going to be able to tell which businesses are owned by virtue signaling cucks and which businesses are owned by actual men. Like when I went to South Dakota, right? And I told you guys, two steakhouses had the employees wearing muzzles. I go to the Mexican restaurant, they're not wearing muzzles. I got an email from somebody about that, which I want to do a lot of things. There's a lot of things I want to do. I want to talk about that. I've got to do a fucking episode, actually multiple episodes of fucking listener email to talk to you guys and respond to this stuff. But thanks. Thank you for all the emails that everyone sends. I do appreciate it. You know that. All right, hang on. Let me see how much time I got left here. God damn it. I got a whole nother fucking... All right, so that's the state. But now we've got the county. Larimer County. This is May 13th. On Larimer County Department of Health and Environment is set to expire local public health orders related to Wuhan at 11:59 p.m. on 16 May 2021. Beginning May 17th, Larimer County will be required to follow Colorado amended Public Health Order 20-38, limited Wuhan restrictions. See, none of this really tells me, though, what they are. I suppose I'd have to look that up. So then, Coloradoans. This is the Fort Collins newspaper. New guidelines announced by Dr. Rochelle, another woman. Wangskley, director of Center for Disease Control and Prevention, represents a major step toward towards a return to normalcy for a nation battered and at times divided by a pandemic that has lasted more than a year. Quote, here's the quote from Rochelle. Quote, anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. So, if you're fully vaccinated, how do you know? How do the people know if you're fully vaccinated? Well, you have to show your papers. The new guidance still calls for wearing muzzles in crowded indoor settings, buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters. A lot of prisons, them. Quote, today is a great day for America in our long battle with the Wuhan virus, President and child toucher Joseph Biden said in the Rose Garden after touching a small child, sniffing her hair. Quote, I think it's a great milestone, and I think this little girl's hair smells really nice. I'd like to touch her more later on. The new recommendations from the CDC could also serve as an incentive for tens of millions of eligible Americans who have not been vaccinated against Wuhan to get their shots. See, this could be an incentive for those of you who haven't gotten vaccinated to go get vaccinated. Because if you get vaccinated, then you'll be allowed to do the things you were allowed to do before the Wuhan hoax. Ah, the sweet smell of freedom. It's like Biden sniffing a little girl's hair. Actually, there's a lot more to say. There's a hell of a lot more to say. I think you get the gist of it. There'll be links in the show notes if you want to read any of the stuff. It all comes down to, yes, there's going to be a class system. Now, maybe not everywhere, but I'm in Colorado, and especially in Fort Collins, because the virtue signaling runs so deep in this city. My God, this place is so fucking leftist. It's so virtue signaling. So caught up in the Wuhan hoax.